since 1995, the number of students in U.S. schools who are not native English speakers has shot up 60%. In 20 states, the number of students has doubled in that time. These English language learners, or in education jargon, ELLs, drop out in huge numbers, and the ones who stay don't always catch up. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has the story of a Boston teacher who is determined to reverse that trend.
There are over 24,000 students in the Boston public schools who are not native English speakers. And according to one major study, many are not doing well academically, especially Spanish speakers.
We knew that if we don't take care of the Latino population in Boston, Boston educational system as a whole will not improve. Will not.
Francisco Ruiz runs the English Language Learners Program at English High School in Jamaica Plain. It's one of the most successful in the city, even though its dropout rate is nearly 50%. A short, intense, wiry man, Ruiz says many ELL students drop out because they don't feel like they fit in. They hate having an accent and don't want to be made fun of. But in his efforts to encourage them, there's something else that Ruiz says he's constantly battling.
Pop culture defines America.
Ruiz calls it a culture of excess, with its slang, its rap music, baggy jeans, really, really short skirts, the obsession with sports heroes. He hates it.
And that's my stubbornness. I stayed away from American football, and I stayed away from baseball, purposely.
I do a double take. You're in Boston and you hate baseball, I ask? The great American pastime, which, by the way, is now dominated by Latinos like the Dominican kids in your ELL program?
Yes, that's an incredible irony. You should interview the coach here, but he needs an interpreter. The captain is the one who knows English, and he's the interpreter. And he's the one who tests the others. So the coach now has learned Spanish in order to be able to communicate.
It should be the other way around, says Ruiz. The players should be learning English from their coach. Still, some of Ruiz's students have had great success here, and he wants me to meet a couple of them. Genesis Mejia, 17, and Michael Nicamor del Valle, 15. Ruiz says Genesis and Michael have worked really hard to learn proper English, correct grammar, and build a good vocabulary. Not slang, not street English, says Ruiz. Michael says that's why he was well prepared for the transition to English-only classes.
There's some teachers that are good here, like my ELA teacher, English Language Arts. He's really good. He teaches you. My algebra teacher is also good. Every day they ask me for my homework. When I'm done doing my homework, they always make me read and stuff.
As for Hennessy's, she says she's ready for college in the fall thanks to teachers like Reese.
Like, you have teachers that support you. If they see that you're determined to do what you have to do, they'll help you a lot and talk to you about college. I want to study criminal justice because I want to be like a detective.
Genesis and Michael have lost their accent and their shyness. Ruiz looks on with obvious pride. He says he sees himself and his students, not just Latinos, but the Somali, Ethiopian, and West African kids who make up the rest of the ELL population at English High School. It's that closeness that makes Ruiz a good teacher, a mentor, and in some ways a role model. Like his students, Ruiz, too, is an immigrant. He arrived as a 23-year-old law student fleeing death squads and El Salvador's bloody civil war.
The plane left me right from Los Angeles to Boston, and I walked from the airport. I had $5, and I did not know how to say I'm looking for a job in English.
Ruiz says it took him 3 years to learn English. It was his ticket to college. That's the goal, says Ruiz. That's what he drills into his students. It's what drives Ruiz as a teacher, to see his students accomplish what to them and to their families may have seemed impossible.
Yes. Yes. I mean, you have all the opportunities right here. You don't have any excuses. And I tell you, you are privileged. Just remember, you're privileged.
It's mid-afternoon. Salsa music seeps out from a classroom right before the last bell. A torrent of students spills into the streets. Dries walks me out. He reminds me that English High School was founded in 1821, making it the oldest public high school in America. It opened with lots of non-English-speaking immigrants who struggled but prospered. And, says Ruiz, there's no reason that the newest generation of immigrants won't do the same. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.